This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimide with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli summons CPN-UML's parliamentary party meeting for today. CPN-UML withdraws its support given to the Karnali province government. Health Ministry says recipient of the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine will receive the second dose from 20th of April. And shootings at Georgia of the United States kill at least 8 people. Now the news in detail. The ruling CPN-UML has summoned its parliamentary party meeting for 11 a.m. today. Chief Whip of the party, Bisal Bhatrai, informed that the meeting would be held at Balwatar. He added that the parliamentary party meeting would seek ways to make the parliament effective and resolve the intra-party disputes. CPN-UML Nepal Karnal faction's leaders have underscored further consolidating the CPN-UML and saving the party from crisis. Addressing the assembly of cadres of Madhav Kumar Nepal and Jhalanath faction yesterday, leader Nepal viewed that the internal issues of the party should be resolved within the party and he was willing to work together for greater good of the party and for its unification. The former Prime Minister said that CPN-UML led by Chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli should take forward the ideologies adopted by the 9th General Assembly of the party so as to make CPN-UML stronger. He also demanded with the party chairperson that the decisions made by the Central Committee of the CPN-UML on March 12 be renounced. The CPN-UML Karnali Province Assembly Parliamentary Party has decided to withdraw its support given to Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi. The first meeting of the party held yesterday after the revival of the CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Centre took the decision to withdraw the support given to CPN Maoist Centre-led provincial government. The meeting held under the chair of the party leader, Yamlal Kadel, decided to take back the support to be effective from today. Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Padma Kumari Arial has announced that after a chemical fertilizer company comes into operation in Nepal, the problems faced by farmer would be over. Talking to Radio Nepal yesterday, Minister Arial said a report regarding setting up a chemical fertilizer factory had been prepared and the government would lead the program in the coming fiscal year's budget. A task force formed to study the feasibility of opening a fertilizer mill under the coordination of the Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel had submitted the report to Prime Minister. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Arial and Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Lekhraj Bhatta were the members of the task force. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has registered 3 proposals in the House of Representatives. Congress lawmakers Dr. Dila Sangrola, Lakshmi Pariyal and Pramila Rai registered a proposal of public importance drawing the attention of the Ministry of Home Affairs regarding controlling of the violence against women and children. The party also registered a proposal of public importance on the impact of COVID-19 on labour, employment and social security in foreign employment sector. The proposal sought the details of the impact of the pandemic on labour sector and migrant labourers. The third proposal registered by the main opposition demanded the different provisions to control violence against women. They have asked for the establishment of a separate desk to provide immediate help to the victims of violence and make arrangement for treatment. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee of the Federal Parliament has initiated the hearing process of the proposed Supreme Court Justices Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi. Committee President Lakshman Lal Karna informed that a meeting of the committee decided to issue a 10-day notice to inform the public seeking complaints against the nominated justices if they have any. The second meeting of the Science, Technology and Development Coordination Council has prepared the strategic action for the 2019 20, Implementation of the Science, Technology and Innovation Policy. The Council's meeting, chaired by Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, emphasized on the use of social media for building awareness and removing the superstitions. Yesterday's meeting drew up action plan including preparing documentaries, broadcasting radio programs, organizing street dramas, and holding high-level discussions for implementing the policy. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has decided to hold discussion with stakeholders regarding different projects including Kathmandu Tarai Fast Track, Melamchu Drinking Water Supply Project and Outer Ring Road Project. Under Secretary of the Committee, Om Bahadur Karki said the first meeting of the committee held after the reinstatement of the House of Representatives had planned for holding discussion on the projects of national pride and people's concern. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the work of administering second dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccine for the recipient of the first dose will begin from the 20th of April. Addressing the press briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said, all the people who received the first dose of the vaccine would receive the second dose from the 20th of April to 24th of April. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 94 new coronavirus cases and 55 recoveries. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,500 infected people, more than 271,500 had recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry has not reported any corona-related new death. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Eight people have been killed in shootings at spas in the United States state of Georgia. Police said the shootings took place at a massage parlor in north of Atlanta and two spas in Ackworth City. Many of the deceased in the shootings are reported to be women of Asian descent. South Korea has confirmed that four of the victims were of Korean descent. Officials said a 21-year-old man had been arrested and was believed to be suspect in all of the three attacks. No motive has yet been established, but there were fears that the crimes may have deliberately targeted people of the Asian descent. The United Nations has said in a report that the coronavirus pandemic may have indirectly contributed to around 228,000 additional child deaths in 2020, 11,000 maternal fatalities, and 3.5 million unwanted pregnancies in South Asia. The study commissioned by UNICEF and published yesterday blamed drastic cuts in the availability and use of essential public health services because of the pandemic across South Asia. The report states that 1.4 million children under 5 died in the region during pandemic, among whom 63% were newborn babies. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated thundershowers are likely to continue at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the bulletin, but before wrapping it, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli summons CPN-UML's parliamentary party for today. CPN-UML withdraws its support given to the Karnali province government. Health Ministry says a recipient of the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine will receive the second dose from 20th of April. And shootings at Georgia of the United States kill at least 8 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.